Gold prices experienced a significant rise on Thursday, rebounding strongly after a slight dip the previous day. Globally, the price of gold also saw an upward trend in the international bullion market, with the per ounce rate rising by $25, reaching $2,913. According to the Serafa Association, the price of per tola gold surged by 2,500 rupees, reaching 304,000 rupees, while the price of 10 grams increased by 2,144 rupees, bringing it to 260,631 rupees in the local market. In addition to gold, silver prices in Pakistan also experienced a rise. The per tola rate increased by 55 rupees to reach 3,367 rupees, while the price of 10 grams went up by 47 rupees, standing at 2,886 rupees. Gold rose on Thursday, supported by a weaker U.S. dollar and growing worries over U.S. President Donald Trump's tariff plans, which could heighten global trade tensions, while investors eyed another set of inflation data. Spot gold added 0.3% to $2,913.38 per ounce as of 09:35 GMT, moving back towards its record peak of $2,942.70 hit on Tuesday. U.S. gold futures firmed 0.4% to $2,940.90. A line chart titled Spot Gold Price in U.S. Dollars per Ounce that tracks the metric over time. On Wednesday, gold prices fell more than 1% after stronger than expected U.S. consumer price index for January, but rebounded later as ongoing trade war uncertainties kept the safe haven metals demand intact. Trump announced plans to impose reciprocal tariffs on countries that levy duties on U.S. imports, expected Wednesday or Thursday. Trump is unpredictable and, as long as uncertainty remains in the market, gold will continue to receive support, said A.J. Kadia, director at Kadia Commodities, Mumbai. Overall, the dollar index is currently under pressure, which has been supportive for gold. The dollar index fell 0.2%, making greenback-priced gold less expensive for foreign buyers. Investors are now focused on the U.S. Producer Price Index, PPI, data due at 1,330 GMT, followed by Friday's retail sales report, for further economic clues. Meanwhile, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, at his second congressional hearing this week, reiterated that the central bank was in no rush to cut interest rates. Market is convinced that there is very limited room for the Fed to ease. Fed funds futures trimmed rate cut expectation to 29 basis points for this year, with the chance of a 25 BP cut priced at 78% by September and at 94% by October, OCBC analysts said. Wall Street's main index is closed mostly lower on Wednesday, 00:03:01:46. Bullion is seen as a hedge against inflation and economic uncertainties, but higher interest rates tarnish the non-yielding assets allure. ANZ expects gold to touch a record high of $3,000 per ounce in 2025. Spot silver was steady at $32.23 per ounce and platinum was flat at $991.65. Palladium firmed 0.5% to $978.46.